Limit two per customer. Fuck yo, limits.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to leave the store.
Welcome to Dynasty's Child.
We're not recording.
We are recording.
Oh, well.
Hosted by Patrick Magnus.
Look at yourself in the mirror, you're a goddamn mess.
Featuring Keaton DeRocher.
It's almost as if he's trash.
And featuring Shelley Verstrait.
Sounds like the guy I call when I need my sink worked on or something.
Produced by Adam Lawler.
Hey, you guys. Hey, everybody.
Start over.
Yeah, fine. Try that one more time.
And Jake wears t-shirts, sometimes.
Let me slow your roll here. This is the Dynasty Guru.
What's up, nerds? Welcome to Dynasty's Child, your flagship fantasy baseball podcast for the Dynasty Guru with a focus on Dynasty formats. I'm your host, Patrick Magnus, and I'm a writer over at the Dynasty Guru. I'm also a guy that recommends that you travel outside your own country and go somewhere where you don't speak the language. That's what else I am. Joining me, as usual, is Shelley Verstrait of Rotographs and everywhere else on the internet. Shelley, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Had a good weekend. We celebrated my daughter's birthday today. She turned one, so we made toaster oven cupcakes. I don't think they would have met the Shelley standard of baking, but they were decent.
Hey, cupcakes are great no matter if they're made in a toaster oven, regular oven, any easy bake oven, they're all good.
Well, good. Yeah, they were delicious, so can't complain. I am also joined today by Keaton DeRocher. He is a writer over at the Dynasty Guru, and he is also a voice at Over the Monster. Hello, Keaton.
Hello. I had a cookie from Subway.
Oh, that's a baked good. How was it? Chocolate chip?
It was good. No, peanut butter.
All right, peanut butter is not bad. I like it. Peanut butter and chocolate, yeah? Or just peanut butter?
Peanut butter. Why do you always want to put chocolate in my life, bro?
Do you not like chocolate?
It's all right.
It's all right? All right. All right. Show rundown for today. We're going to jump into the league, discuss transactions, signings, trades, all that fun stuff. Live action reactions. We're going to talk a little bit about good and bad performances from the past week and the implications for Dynasty. And then we're going to talk about some minor league players and if we want to buy, sell, or hold them. We'll also play the infamous / famous, whatever misses you want to put there, is a top podspect game that has swept the nation, where we'll be picking the podspect of the pod. Maintenance and reminders. Oh, hey, guys, did you see we got a new review?
No. Yay.
Yay. Good job.
Yeah, man. It's a good one, and it's a very nice review. I think, if I remember correctly, it's from a guy named Chris. And his son, Oscar, listens to our podcast as well. So I wanted to give a shout out to Oscar. Hey, Oscar. How you doing, man? Your dad's pretty cool. He left us a nice review. And I just wanted to say hello. What's up, dude?
Hey, Oscar.
Thanks for the listens, guys.
So be like Oscar. Be like Chris. Go give us a review because you guys are the best. And interaction is awesome. So keep it up. All right. Also, if you want to reach out to us, you can ask us a question on Twitter. You can say, hey, what's up, dudes, on Twitter, at Dynasty's Child. That's at Dynasty's Child. Or if you want to write us something that's more than whatever the character allotment is for Twitter, you can email us at dynastieschildpod@gmail.com. That's dynastieschildpod@gmail.com. Woo! Let's get into the league. Sorry, I took my breath away doing that first segment there. Transaction signings. Carter Stewart signed a $7 million deal to go 6 years and play in Japan. I think he's playing for the Nippon Ham Fighters, which is pretty cool. So he is skipping out on the MLB draft. Shelley, do you have any feelings on this?
Yeah, I wonder if it's going to start if we're going to see this more. But I kind of like it as a gamble for Carter, because he's going to make $7 million, and if he goes over to Japan and pitches well, he'll be able to come over as a free agent at like, what, 26, 27. So he could really make some pretty nice money, when he comes back over. So I don't know. I kind of like it. It's definitely different.
And Keaton, what about you? Do you have feelings or thoughts?
Yeah, pretty much in line with Shelley. I think it's pretty neat. And the fact that he's going to make way more money in this deal than he would have going through the minor leagues and then going through the arbitration system. It'll be a free agent at a much younger age. So as long as everything goes well, this is the epitome of betting on yourself. But if everything goes well and he's a free agent at 25, 26... and then he isn't subject to the bidding rules because he will have played for 5 years or whatever it is overseas. He'll be in line for a massive contract. And, I mean, if it works, then, yeah, I think you're going to start seeing probably a lot more guys go that route. Probably, like, the mid-first-round guys that wouldn't land, you know, something close to this at the top of the draft for a signing bonus.
Yeah, I'm in freaking love with this move for the players. I think this is so great on multiple levels, just because I like seeing baseball grow as a game, too. I like to see it. It's fun to see it growing in other countries. But also because this is what has always happened when the owners have pushed down on the players put them in an unfortunate situation. In the past, it wasn't other countries, but it was other leagues. And so players would basically pit leagues against each other, sort of have them bid over their services. And I'm really stoked that this is an avenue that could lead the players to earning more money. So, because the owners have a pretty tight grip on the way things are going right now in the States. So I'm all for this. Great job. Should be interesting. Maybe we'll see more of it. All right. Lots of call-ups. Josh Naylor for the Padres was called up. Kevin Biggio for Toronto. And Kevin Krohn, for Arizona, which is someone, Shelley, that you spoke of last week and told people to pick up.
Hey!
What do you know?
I hope you guys listened.
for real. Nice call. Yeah, so can you just remind us why we should care about this guy?
Because this guy has an amazing amount of power, and Christian Walker is not currently hitting very well. So I really do think that he's going to contribute for the Diamondbacks here soon.
All right. And we'll actually talk about Christian Walker a little bit later in the podcast, because a lot of people picked him up early in the season, and he has been quite disappointing. And then Michael Wacha has been demoted to the bullpen. I mean, I guess that's a kind of demotion. Do we know who's going to be taking his spot in the rotation, Keaton?
I don't know. It doesn't look like it's going to be Carlos Martinez either, which is a bummer. They're losing a lot of starting pitching talent to the bullpen.
I saw that Ponce de Leon, is going to get the next start. But I don't know if that's like long term or anything.
All right, well, let's interesting. Start.
Has he been starting in the minors? I always thought he was a bullpen arm.
I think he's been starting. He started a couple games last year. But
interesting. Yeah, I like that.
We shall see.
All right. And then Alex Reyes is kind of looming in the background too. I know he is just starting a rehab assignment after he punched a wall. But he's somebody that could make his way into the majors, into that rotation at some point. And I still love Alex Reyes. I'm still high on that talent. We had a ton of injuries. George Springer messed up his hammy. He's on the 10-day IL. David Peralta, his right AC joint. Chris Davis, oblique injury. Wade Davis, oblique. So there's a closer, Jumbly there. Jumbly? Keaton, is that how you say that? Is it Jumbly? Jubilee?
That was Jumble with an extra E on the end as a typo.
Oh. Well, now I feel pretty silly. So we'll just keep moving on. D. Gordon messed up his wrist. Ryan Healy's got a back thing. And Nico Horner fractured his wrist. It was a major bummer, but maybe a buy low opportunity if you wait a little while, because he's might be something special. Like him a lot. Anything to say about anything that I missed? Anything? Any guys you want to talk about? Either one of you?
I saw that Derek Fisher is getting the call up instead of Alvarez or Tucker, which is major sad face.
Yeah, that's gross.
What the heck? Why?
I have no idea.
Well, he's fast. I'll give him that. That's about it, though. All right, so sad faces, and now we're jumping into live action reactions. Let's go. Hitters hitting, notable performances from the previous week. Somebody else that we talked about last week and that we agreed with Shelley on, Miguel Sano, hit 5 home runs, bashed 10 RBI. So he's back with a vengeance. Labor Torres hit 4 home runs, and he is now just murdering the Baltimore Orioles. He has 10 home runs off them this season, 10 of his 12. So that's pretty wild. I don't know if you guys heard the announcer's reaction to the last one, but it's pretty good.
It was. It was great.
Yeah.
Brian Reynolds, 2 home runs, 5 RBI. He actually had more walks than strikeouts this week, so he's kind of interesting. He's on the Pirates. Max Kepler, 2 home runs, 10 RBI, and 1 stolen base. He also walked more than he struck out this week. And then my boy, the man that my heart desires more than any other baseball player, Matt Olson, with 2 home runs and a nice symmetrical 20.8K and walk ratio. And he's got 5 homers since he's been off the IL. So my first question before I have you circle back and pick somebody you want to talk about is, do we not need to worry about the hamate injury? Because Matt Olson seems plenty fine. Shelley?
Yeah, I mean, usually hamate injuries really sap power, but he's hit 5 home runs. Okay. Did he have hamate surgery or just took some time off? Just kidding.
Keaton, is Matt Olson going to hit more home runs than Eddie Rosario the rest of the year?
No. Eddie Rosario's what about on from fire. This?
I know he is. I know. he's definitely on fire. I think he has 15 home runs on the season so far. He's crazy. He's a crazy man.
Yeah.
Keaton, do you have any of these dudes that you want to talk about?
Olson was actually the guy I wanted to loop back to just because of the hamate. We've seen more success with it now. I believe Freddie Freeman had the same issue. And when he came back, his power was not really hampered by it either. So this may be something that we're starting to figure out and shouldn't be as scared of maybe going forward now that we've had a couple successful issues here in a row. That's a positive sign because normally people just run for the hills when they see a hamate.
Yeah, I know. I was definitely worried. I was afraid that his power was going to be zapped. So, but you know, he's magical. He's just a magical dude. Shelley, do you have someone else that you want to talk about other than the handsome Matt Olson? Is there anybody else less handsome?
I kind of like what Max Kepler is doing. He usually, especially last year, had trouble hitting lefties. But he's hitting lefties much better now. Last year, he was hitting 245, and now he's hitting 262. So that's kind of... That's interesting. And plus, the Twins are absolutely killing it. I mean, we got, what, Sano, we got Kepler, we got Rosario, Crone, just everyone is killing it. So if you can pick up Max Kepler anywhere, go trade for the dude. He's really good.
Yeah, I love him. He's amazing. I went and snatched him in a couple leagues last year because I've always been sort of intrigued by him, and looks like he's putting together a pretty good season. I was curious. I wanted to ask you guys about Brian Reynolds. He is someone that I'm sort of curious about just because he plays for a small market team. Doesn't have a lot of pedigree, but I've got him in a couple leagues just because I liked the strikeout to walk ratio and the power that he displayed in AAA last year. And he's playing, he's getting some playing time in Baltimore, or rather in Pittsburgh right now. He's got 4 home runs. He's got a walk rate of 8.6, and he's batting 318, 376, 553. So I don't know, you guys might not have any thoughts on him whatsoever, but I wanted to see. Do you have any feelings on Brian Reynolds, Keaton or Shelley?
Yeah, I've always liked Brian Reynolds. When he was over in San Francisco, I thought that he would, because San Francisco has trouble with getting outfielders, so I thought he had a pretty clear way to playing time, but then he got traded to Pittsburgh in the McCutchen deal, and he was playing really well in AA, but then got hurt. But I've always liked Brian Reynolds. Dude can just hit. He's had the lowest weighted runs created plus he's had throughout his minors is 122. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right. And Keaton, you, anything?
I think the biggest thing for him is just what kind of playing time he's going to get, because Pittsburgh has a bunch of outfielders. And Dickerson is on his way back here in a bit. He started a rehab assignment. So I wonder if he's going to end up being a casualty when Dickerson comes back and kind of losing some playing time. But that, I think, would be the only thing that would really stop him, is just an overcrowded position.
All right, so we'll see how the playing time shakes out. But for somebody in deeper leagues, definitely an interesting add if he's available, if you have the bench room. So, all right, pitchers pitching. I'm just going to gloss over it this week because everybody that was on the pitchers pitching list we know is great. Justin Verlander, Steven Strasburg, Germán Márquez, Zach Greinke, and Max Scherzer. They're all good, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
Okay.
Except that one in the middle.
Oh, no.
And Adam is going to smite you. hitters not hitting, not so good hitters over the past week. Christian Walker, who we touched on briefly in the intro, he had 11 strikeouts this week and 3 walks and 2 runs scored. For the past month, the dude has 1 home run, 4 RBI, slashing 189, 280, 328. And they just called up Kevin Cron. So, Keaton, do you think this is the end of the Christian Walker path here? Are we done with him?
Yeah, I am, at least. And I would advise you, the listener, the proverbial you, to also be done with him.
It's almost like Christian Walker is not good. Huh.
Hey, I'll be honest, I bought in. That StatCast data was sexy for a little bit. I was into him. I thought there might be something there, but clearly I was wrong.
I think a lot of people bought into the playing time over the skill.
Yeah, something. But now it's time to part ways. I threw Austin Riley on here, even though he did have a good week. I mean, he batted 285. And I think he hit 4 home runs with 10 RBI. So all of that's great. But the dude has struck out 13 times this last week and only walked once. He's got a 450 BABIP. And it breaks down to a 2.4% walk rate and a 35.7 K rate. So I don't know. I don't think there's anything probably to take away with a week worth of data. But just a little peek behind Austin Riley, because I didn't realize how inflated his performance was. I was all about I would have traded the moon for him, because I'm really in love with him. But what's a proper ranking, let's say, for third base in Dynasty? Is he a top 15 third baseman, Keaton?
Yeah, that seems fair.
Shelley, what do you think?
I guess so. I don't know. I've never really liked Riley. It's just that strikeout rate. I know it was down when he was in AAA this year. It was down a bit and he was walking a bit more. But dude has always struck out. And strikeouts scare me. So I've just never really been on the Riley bandwagon.
Sounds like a good time for...
Are we doing it?
My internet has like completely shit the bed. What the hell?
It sounds like it's a great time for Keaton's internet to shit the bed. Let's see who gets to it first. All right. So I've got the top 500 pulled up here. So Austin Riley was ranked pretty highly by Brett. He was at number 24 overall. So that's quite high. The third baseman above him, you would have to go to Vlad Guerrero Jr. Wow. So let's go below him. Let's find Austin Riley or Norman, or Jesus, Austin Riley or Nolan Gorman. Shelley.
Gorman.
Keaton.
Gorman.
Austin Riley or Jonathan India.
India.
Yeah, I like India too.
All right. Austin Riley or Alec Baum?
Riley.
I like Baum.
Ooh, okay. I was going to stop there.
I might be like the high guy on him, though.
Yeah, you are. let's do one more then for Keaton. I think this one will be fairly easy, but Ryan Mountcastle or Riley?
Riley.
Riley.
Okay. So there you go. If you're looking at third baseman, that's about where we'd rank him. I don't have the exact number, but you can figure it out, listener. You're pretty smart. You're some smart people that are going to go, give us some nice reviews. Did I mention you're smart? Okay, pitchers not pitching. I wanted to talk about a few big names that had poor performances, and one guy that I'm just hoping is on his way out. Noah Syndergaard, 12.1 innings pitched, 8 earned runs. That's a lot of earned runs. 12 Ks and 2 walks, but on the year has a 4.93 ERA. Are we concerned about Noah Syndergaard?
I am. It was a couple starts ago, but when he was trying to throw his, I think it was his slider, he was like, this ball feels like glass. Like, he just could not get a grip on it. And it's just, not good. I've never really been a Syndergaard fan, because it seems like he's a thrower, not a pitcher. Like, when I watch him, he's just trying to just throw, super fast fastballs. So I've never really been a Syndergaard fan, but I never thought it'd get this bad.
Yeah, his pitch mix is terrible. He's throwing his fastball more than he ever has before, and it's now become his go-to pitch where his sinker used to be. And he used to throw his slider a lot more, and he's not throwing his slider much anymore either. So really, he's just feels like he's become too predictable, and everybody's just sitting on his fastball, and it's not doing nearly as much damage as it usually does.
So, fairly negative takes from both of you on Syndergaard. Are you selling him in Dynasty then?
No, I'm holding. I expect him to be able to figure this out. He's way too talented not to. The Mets are probably stupid enough to mess him up, though. But I'm definitely just holding.
That is why I would be selling. I would be selling him to the person who is like Keaton. And it's like, he's not this bad, so.
Well, I'll take him, Shelley. Hey, I finally got the third base rankings up.
Oh, good. go ahead.
We had Austin Riley as the 15th ranked third baseman.
Hey, look at that.
Just to put a bow on that.
Where is he ranked now, though, in comparison where we took him? I think, who was the...
I don't know.
Jonathan India. Where's Jonathan India on the list?
18. Bohm is 19. Gorman's 16.
Well, we apparently don't agree. There. We don't agree with Brett Sayer. Just saying. All right.
Sorry, Papa Brett.
Sorry, yeah. Sorry, man. Jared Eichhoff, 8 innings pitched, 8 earned runs, 5 home runs allowed, 8 strikeouts and 2 walks. Shelly, are we still on the Nick Pivetta watch? Is he coming? Is he coming up?
Maybe. I don't know. I think Velasquez, I saw that it was either him or Pivetta, or it's coming up next week. I don't know if it's been set in stone. But, I mean, Pivetta is still walking guys down in AAA. Not as badly as he was, but he's still not fixed. So I have no idea. But this Eichhoff stuff is kind of scary.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I read somewhere that VV is going to end up in the bullpen and that Pivetta will get the shot next week, but we'll see. I don't know. You still think Pivetta's trash, Keaton?
Yes.
Okay.
But if you are a major league team looking for a starting pitcher, have I got a deal for you. For the low, low value of just cash, you can have Dallas Keuchel in your pitching rotation. What? Who's no better way. Than Vince Velasquez, Nick Pivetta, and Jared Eichhoff?
That's a great landing spot for him. Well done, Keaton.
It would be great.
Yeah.
Stupid
Madison
baseball.
Bumgarner. Yeah, baseball is dumb. It's this whole stupid game that we're obsessed with. Madison Bumgarner, 12.1 innings pitched, 6 earned runs, 12 Ks, 5 walks on the year, 4.10 ERA. People were still hyped about him coming into the season, and off his the start of a season, people were viewing it as pretty positive, but it doesn't look so positive with a 4.10 ERA. Keaton, our Madison Bumgarner is a number what starting pitcher, as in like 1, 2, 3, 4. What is he?
Yeah. He's a 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Do you think you can pick like one of those?
He feels like a high 3, low 2 right now, but should be better, but just isn't.
All right. Shelley?
I would agree. High 3, low 2. But I think he just has too many innings on his arm. And, unfortunately, I think we're seeing the end of Bumgarner.
Yeah, I agree. Wrote him up, in the off season and I was done with him. It's a bummer, but don't ride dirt bikes. That's the lesson. Let's get into the minor leagues here. Let's do buy, sell, hold. Alright, so I was talking with a guy that you might know named Michael Lavery, and I was like, dude, we need a minor league segment. And he said, why don't you do buy, sell, hold? And I said, I think I'm going to do that. So we're doing that in a segment I like to call the Michael Lavery buy, sell, hold segment. So we're going to start. I'm going to go through these guys really quick. You guys just simply give me a buy, sell, hold if you would like. If you want to go into some detail, you got 20 seconds, and then we're moving on. Deal?
No deal.
Deal.
No. Keaton, you're off the show. Shelly, you're the new editor and the people's champ now.
Yes.
Good luck.
I'm going back to bed.
All right. Helio Ramos. He's 19 years of age, in high A for San Francisco. He's an outfielder. He had a real strong beginning of the season where he hit 5 home runs, stole 2 bases, and slashed 270, 422, 587 over 83 plate appearances. He's been on the 7-day DL now for a bit. Might be on a more longer DL at this point. Buy, sell, or hold Helio Ramos, Shelley?
Buy.
Buy.
Ooh. All right. Buy. Mitch Keller, 23 AAA for Pittsburgh. 47 innings pitched with a nice 10.72 K per 9 and a little bit of a sloppy walk rate at 3.83 with 3.45 ERA. He's got to be knocking on the door for the majors. Are we buying or selling holding Mitch Keller?
I am selling him so quickly. Actually, I did in two of my dynasty leagues. So there you go.
Whoa. What did you sell him for? Yeah.
Well, I needed, I was competing and I needed some middle infield and outfield help. So I sold him for Kike Hernandez. So
I guess.
Yeah. So he's kind of helping me stay afloat in that one league. And then another league, I was just tired of Mitch Keller. So I sold him for Cabrian Hayes and Christian Pache. So there you go.
Super. Dang. Like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was shocked that actually went through.
So no. So Shelley, what is it exactly that gives you pause about Keller?
He doesn't really have overpowering stuff. And I don't know. I just getting this feeling that he's just going to be ho hum instead of great, which what I thought he was going to be a couple years ago. So I don't know. I just have a ho hum feeling about him. So
I don't think she paused either. She was pretty quick on the sell.
All right, Keaton. Goodness. All right. Dustin May, 21, AA, Los Angeles Dodgers, right-handed pitcher. 44 innings pitched, 50 strikeouts, 12 walks, 3.74 ERA. He is my ginger brother. Keaton, are you buy, selling, or holding Dustin May?
Hold.
Same.
Shelley?
Hold.
Hold. All right. Same. Hold. Zach Gallen. Another pitcher in the Miami system who is generating some interesting pitching at this point. He's 23 years old, right-handed pitcher, 67.1 innings pitched with a K rate of 10.69 and a walk rate of 1.47 and ERA slightly higher than that at 1.74. Zach Gallen, are we buy, holding, or selling, Shelley?
Hold, but keep a lookout because I think the price on Gallen is really, really high right now because he's pitching so well. So wait for him to kind of scuffle a little bit and then go buy him. But if you have him, hold him.
And Keaton?
Yeah, I think I agree with Shelley on that. Price is probably high. But I think I'm a believer. So I'll go full buy.
Full buy. All right. Yeah. Christian Pache or just Pash? Anybody know? Keaton, you're the master of names.
Pache.
I think it's Pache.
Pache. Yeah, I made that up.
Okay. Well, regardless, you know who we're talking about, listeners, or just like, you know, type it out phonetically and you'll get it. He's 20 years old. At AA, an outfielder, 3 home runs, 6 stolen bases on the year, batting .295, .344, .462. Buy, hold, or sell Christian Pache?
It's a buy for me.
Baseball Reference says Pache.
Oh, Pache. All right. Pache. Shelley was pretty much right.
Yeah. Hold.
All right. Andre Jimenez, he, prior to the 2018 season, had not played above single A. However, he's promoted to double A following the All-Star break last year. He represented the Mets in the Futures game. And, yeah, he's real good. So, on the year, he's got 2 home runs, 6 stolen bases, .242, .301, .362. Buy, hold, or sell Andre Jimenez? Keaton.
Hold.
Hold.
Shelley? All right. And then the magical Madrigal, Nick Madrigal, 22 years old, high A. He's playing second base for the Chicago White Sox minor league right now. He was a first-round pick, pick number 4 overall. He's known for his extreme amount of contact, and he's got a minuscule 3.3 K rate and 12 stolen bases on the year. So, buy, hold, or sell Nick Madrigal, Shelley?
Sell.
What? Please go on, if you don't mind.
The dude has no power. I know he has some stolen bases, but again, it's in high A, so it's, you know, really easy, quote-unquote easy, to steal bases with those really, really bad catchers. And he has zero power. I mean, I know he has one home run, but no. I'm selling.
Dean?
I am buying every piece of Madrigal that there is.
Every single piece?
Every single piece. I'm filling my card up with Madrigals.
Alright. Why?
Limit 2 per customer. Fuck yo limits.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to leave the store. But why are you filling your cart and breaking all the rules, Keaton?
Because, especially with the current stat line, people are a little down on him. He's good. He does everything else well except for power. And in a day and age where power is literally everywhere, if you can't supplement that somewhere else on your roster, that's a you problem. But he's going to fill up every other stat category that you could possibly have in your fantasy league. He's really good.
All right. I guess I'll be the decider in some sense, and I would sell Nick Madrigal. I've never been in. I'm out. Now on the magical Madrigal. All right, time for everybody's favorite game. Top Podspect, Robots in Disguise. All right, we have a special edition to Top Podspect today because we all picked a Podspect, prospect rather, with the name Jake. And so I call this the Jake Devereaux, Devadon't, Devadu segment.
Doug Dimmadome?
Yeah.
Owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome?
I don't know this reference. This is another reference I don't get. I don't get any of your references, Keaton. Shelley, do you get Keaton's references?
That was from way back.
I usually don't.
Yeah. You're going right over our heads here. Keaton,
be younger.
No, never. You're a baby. Keaton, who did you bring to the Jake Devereaux Devadon't?
Jake Wong. Mr. Jakey Wong here was drafted by the Giants in the 3rd round of last year's draft and has been pretty darn good so far in his limited pro ball experience. College bat college arm from Grand Canyon. I assume that's near the Grand Canyon. Last year in 27 in a third innings pitched, 2.30 ERA, 1.24 whip. 27 strikeouts, so essentially strikeout per 9, or strikeout per inning there. Only 6 walks. Really good control. So far this year, he's up to 44 innings. Whip is at 1.01. So he's really reined in the walks and hits. Control is really, really good. And he has above average fastball and kind of average secondary offerings, but it all plays up because of his control. So he's a guy that could probably move pretty quickly here through the minors, and he's already up to high A, and is probably due for a jump up to double A, I would think, here in the late summer, if he continues on this pace, because he's doing pretty, pretty well. So Jake Wong, he's my Jake.
All right. Little pitcher from San Francisco, huh? All right. Shelly, who did you break? Oh, boy. Who did you bring, even? Don't break them, though. Who did you bring to this game today?
The Jake I brought is Jake Fraley. He is a center fielder in Seattle's AA. He came over from Tampa Bay with Malik Smith in the Mike Zunino deal. He's hitting 321, 399, 500 with 5 home runs and 11 stolen bases. And that's in only 42 games. And last year, in how many games? 66. He had 4 home runs and 11 stolen bases. So he's already hit his marks from last year. He's a speedy little outfielder. He definitely will be able to stick in center. And he has above average hit tool. And he is 24 at AA. And with Seattle being in a rebuild, I think we'll see Jake Fraley up pretty darn soon.
All right. Interesting. The Jake I brought to this Jake off. Ooh, wait. Nope. Not going to say that. to the Jake Devereux, whatever. Oh, boy. I brought Jake Rogers. He is raking and batting above 300 this year, both at AA and now AAA. He's batted above 300. He's got a double-digit walk rate since 2017. So for each level, he's been showing good plate discipline. He was originally drafted by the Astros, so I'm immediately on board anyways. Now he's in Detroit's system. He came over to Detroit in the Verlander deal. He's also posted an ISO over 200 both levels this year. And so we're looking at a catcher who, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but Detroit is awful. they're really bad.
I have and noticed.
What's that?
I have noticed.
They're terrible. And so if they've got a player in their minor league system that is proving that they can play at a higher level and knocking on the door, I think they'll make room for him, particularly at catcher. They've got nobody there. So, yeah, I'm serious about Jake Rogers, you guys. Get out there and find him. And he's a catcher. Keaton, did you notice that? He's a catcher.
I did notice that, yeah. Did you notice that? How old is he?
All right, Shelly. That's a great question. Let me get you his age.
Thanks, because my internet is not working.
He's 24, Shelly says. So he's 24 years old, knocking on the door of the majors. Yeah, get hyped. All right, Shelly.
I can't remember if I said how old Jake Wong is. He's 22, for those listening.
He's a youngin', young Wong pitcher. Shelly, who are you voting for?
Jake Rogers.
Yeah, Keaton.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm obviously going for the catcher.
Yes! I knew it! And the battle, the great battle of Jake's, has been won by me. For the record, I would have voted for Jake Fraley. I really like him. Watched him play in the Australian Baseball League in the fall, slash winter, I guess winter, really. And he was fun to watch, so yeah. Like him a lot. That was a good pick. And Keaton was a little bit handicapped in this. I'll give you a peek behind the curtain here. I told him he had to pick a Jake. Or I asked him to. So thanks for playing along, Keaton.
I picked a great Jake.
All right. Let's see if we got any listener questions, and then let's close this thing out. Questions? I think we got
we
one.
We sure
on Twitter,
did.
Right? All right. You got them or you want me to get them? Or your internet's broken?
I got them.
Oh, you got them? Good.
Well, I have a phone.
That's helpful.
I'm staring at them right now, Patrick. Yeah. Terso Ornelas or John Torres in a 12-team points league? Points league. Points.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
I like Cornelius. Yeah, okay. I like Cornelius there. First.
Well, I'm going with John Torres.
Ooh.
All right.
I got to...
Patrick, you're the
top. God, you guys are like... Yeah, you guys are like my parents. I feel like I have to keep choosing sides. Wait, that might reveal a little too much about my life. I'm going to go with Cornelius on this one.
If you are rebuilding with a focus on competing in 2021, 2022, who are some pieces to target? Vidal Bruján.
Yes.
Gavin Lux.
Definitely. Oh, yes. I like that one. Gavin Lux is absolutely killing it this year.
Jaren Duran.
Oh, Colton Walker, who you just tweeted about today, Shelley.
Who did I tweet about today? I totally forgot.
Colton Walker, I think, was on your tweets.
Oh, yeah. Colton Walker. Yeah.
Yeah,
I actually saw him a couple of weeks ago. Dude's really good. And he plays for Colorado. So, funsies. They'll probably mess him up.
Yep, they'll probably ruin him.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many prospects I've gotten excited for them, and then they've ruined it. They've ruined them. Or they just haven't been good yet.
Like calling up Brendan Rodgers and then sitting him for two or three games?
Yep.
Are Jose Ramirez's struggles indicative of a skills change or just a temporary blip?
Boy, this one's really tough with Ramirez. I mean, this is a long time now. But for me, you know, honestly, when I look at him, I'm still hopeful. In the numbers, and also, like, if you take a look at Zips, Steamer, depth chart, the bat, you know, all the predictions you can find on Fangraphs, they're all like positive, you know, 18, 19 home runs with, you know, 20 something stolen bases and batting 270 plus. So I'm still holding on to him. I'm not giving up yet.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, last year obviously is going to be his career year. But he's still good. The lineup around him might not be that great.
Yeah, that's putting it nicely.
Yes.
Yeah, it's him in hold mode too. Right, and our last question is from Sports the Tweets. I have the first pick in a cake dynasty league. I hear you have an expert. Do I go safe with something like chocolate, or do I go high floor, low ceiling with layers, or just something fun like funfetti? Thanks, I'll hang up and listen. Shelley, I think this one's for you.
Always go for chocolate cake. Like, whenever I take my cakes to work, the chocolate cakes always go faster, so chocolate cake.
All right, the cake master has spoken.
Chocolate makes me too thirsty.
I love chocolate. All things chocolate. Chocolate's the best. Do we have any more listener questions, Keaton?
Nope, that's it.
All right, let's close this mother effer out. This has been Dynasty's Child, part of the Dynasty Guru website. I've been your host, Patrick Magnus. You can find us all at the Dynasty Guru, where Keaton has written about... What have you written about this week, Keaton?
Byers and Seller's Guide to Second Baseman and... Nope, sorry. Just Byers Guide to Second Baseman and Third Baseman.
Nice. And Shelly's not over at the Dynasty Guru, but she's everywhere else on the internet. Shelly, what do you got to plug this week?
Well, my most recent stash list dropped over on Rotographs a couple days ago. And then the pitchers list, I took a deep dive down in and looked at Chris Bassitt. So that was pretty interesting. And now I'm working on a deep dive on Kyle Gibson. So kind of interesting. It's not really that interesting.
Yeah, you seem to be...
If you really want to know.
You're targeting these sort of under the radar starting pitchers. I like it.
Yeah, I find them more interesting. Try to see if they're, you know, if there's anything that might be there. And spoiler alert, other than Gibson's slider, there's nothing there. So fun times.
You know what? He's on my fantasy baseball invitational team.
Uh-oh.
All right. You can find us on Twitter. You can find me at The Green Magnus, and you can find Keaton at The Spoken Keats, and you can find Shelly at ShellyV_643. Jake Devereaux, who sometimes wears t-shirts, you can find him at DevJake, and you can find our producer Adam at The Statcast Era. All right, guys, anything else, or are we good?
I'm good.
Yep.
Shelly, you good? I've got a quick question, though. How'd you feel about the ending of Game of Thrones, Keaton?
I was fine with it. I enjoyed season 8. I know there's a lot of people that were not happy about it, but, I mean, everything that happened is plausible. It's not like they kind of went off the wall. Even the spoiler alert, give you a second to turn it off, Bran ending up on the throne part, they just didn't spend enough time telling us what the fuck the three-eyed raven was. So if they had done that and given proper effort into his storyline, it wouldn't have been that outrageous. Just like it wouldn't have been all that outrageous, Danny turning on, going full evil mode and just mowing people down. So, I mean, I get that it was just kind of shrunk and they kind of felt like I phoned it in instead of extending it a season or two to kind of flesh out some storylines. But overall, I enjoyed it. I was fine with it.
Shelly, I'm just going to take a wild guess here. I don't think you watch Game of Thrones. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
I do not. Currently, I look like the little Homer meme that goes into a bush. When anyone talks about Game of Thrones, that's what I do, because I have never seen an episode.
It's worth the ride. I recommend it if you're into TV. Yeah. Do you do TV at all?
Not really. No.
Oh, you're missing that. I love TV. It's a guilty pleasure of mine. I love it so much. And for the record, Keaton, I do agree with you. One thing I think is people have to realize that last season was really crunched. I mean, it's just unrealistic to think you're going to keep that whole cast together for a couple more seasons to flush out all the plot lines. You know, they had limited time to do what they needed to do. And though it wasn't perfect, I was satisfied. I also don't think I was as emotionally invested in the show as the whole internet apparently was. So...
Yeah, that was good. I know the book readers were super upset. I was not a book reader, so maybe that was a big difference. But
me either.
I don't know. Maybe he should have finished the books. It's kind of George R. R. Martin's fault.
Yeah, let's blame him. It's his fault. All right. Well, if you stuck around this long, thanks. One, number one. Two, go leave us a review because you're obviously you're invested in us and want us to have a good ending. And that's it. That's all I got. So that's going to do it. Have an awesome day. And as always, be the best bird dog you can be.
Take them back now. I take it back on some nostalgic shit. Oh, you wildin', bitch. Been doing this since before I was a college kid. Let's go. Who this shit remind me of? The summertime, the slip and slide, some bump and grind. Ooh, this shit remind me of the parking lot and skipping class and smoking pot. Ooh, this shit remind me of parties with the freshmen, second base on the couch, plus she gave me mouth to mouth. Ooh, this shit remind me of trying to make a fake ID. Walked into the liquor store, but they ain't selling shit to me. Ooh, this shit remind me of riding with my crew, water bottle full of booze, breaking in at people's pools. Ooh, this shit remind me of acting like a fool. We were 17 and we thought it was cool. What you know about it? And I know things ain't always gonna go your way, 'cause we got shitty jobs and we got bills to pay. But I think that the future's looking fucking great, so get your hands up in the sky, let's celebrate. Ooh, that shit remind me of, remind me of, remind me of, remind me of. Ooh, that shit remind me of the good times. This shit remind me of the good times. Okay. Ooh, this shit remind me of realest shit I had me of. If you like it, let it go. That's the shit I miss me of. Ooh, this shit remind me of the good times. This shit remind me of the good times. Okay. Ooh, this shit remind me of being somber in a club, hanging out with tons of girls and they just wanna do some drugs. Ooh, this shit remind me of fake handshakes and shoulder shrugs, walking into every label they pretend they gave a fuck. Said they love my music, think I'm special and they wanna sign me, then I leave and they gon' say the same damn thing to the three behind me. Ooh, this shit remind me of why I never sold my soul. 2,000 kids in my city, they just wanna see me blow. Then I went across the country, saw 200,000 more. Ooh, this shit remind me of everything I wanted, bro. So I won't ever be a rapper that you see complaining. If you want it, go and take it. Step up, word to Channing Tatum. Damn, I go so loony on these tunes, I should be animated. This is for my English teacher way back when who always hated. Okay, Mr. Davis, I won't rub it in your face, but you should turn like all my grades from B pluses into some A's. And I know things ain't always gonna go your way, 'cause we got shitty jobs and we got bills to pay. But I think that the future's looking super bright, so let me see your hands up in the sky like one more time. Ooh, that shit remind me of, remind me of, remind me of, remind me of. Ooh, that shit remind me of the good times. This shit remind me of the good times. Okay. Ooh, that shit remind me of realest shit I had me of. If you like it, let it go. That's the shit I miss me of. Ooh, that shit remind me of the good times. This shit remind me of the good times.
Bring it down like.
And you've been rocking with the happy camper.